70% of those surveyed know that freedom of speech is a First Amendment right, but less than a third know freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and the right to assemble are also included, and only 2% could name the right to petition, which is at the heart of collective bargaining and opposition to electric power lines. The survey coordinator is English and philosophy professor Tim Scheel at UW-Stout. He says questions were also included to get opinions on free speech issues. And surprisingly, he says 60% said people should be punished for burning or defacing the American flag.
The law is very clear. If you burn a flag as part of a political protest, that's considered protected speech. And I suppose there's some people who don't know that that is protected speech. I assume most people know it is and just disagree with that.
In 1989, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld flag burning as a protected form of protest. The survey also asked about a freedom of religion issue that's now before the U.S. Supreme Court. Should the phrase, under God, be removed from the Pledge of Allegiance? UW-Stout psychology professor Tom Franklin and his students ran the survey. Franklin says under God wasn't added until 1954.
Many of the people that we spoke to on the phone said, well, we don't want to take under God out of the pledge. In fact, 80% said don't take it out, because it's always been there. And I can tell you, I talked to some elderly people who were saying, I remember back in elementary school, we always said under God, when it was very clear that they never did.
Meanwhile, Professor Scheel says it's clear better instruction on the Constitution and the First Amendment is needed in schools. In fact, 91% of those surveyed said they support requiring it. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.